Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where I share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're in Lake Michigan, Lake Shore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, next week, my kids are going back to school. I don't know if school has started where you're at, but next week seems to be the week where a majority of school children are going back. And there are a lot of different things. I don't know if your local school system has done it, but our local school system has put out YouTube videos explaining the new procedures when it comes to kids coming back to school. One of the main ones is no parents are allowed in the building whatsoever. They mentioned that you drop your kids off, you pick them up outside. If you need to pick them up for an appointment, they have to wait in the foyer for you to come up to the door. Once they see you, they can come out. Dropping them off, you have to drop them off at the front door. They walk into the building and take care of what they need to. If your child forgot something, there's a table in the foyer. You open the door, make sure your kid's name and grade is on the item. Put it on the table. Wave to the office staff so that you know that you're dropping something off, so that after you leave, they can come in, grab it, and get it to your child. Something totally new this year. Other things that they have is they've got the lunchroom split into three separate areas. The lunchroom tables, two kids per table, one at each end, and then just a lot of different things that kids are going to have to get used to. Another thing is kids are going to have to wear their masks all day, except when they're eating. When they're eating, they could take their mask down and obviously are able to eat and drink. So a lot of new things for kids to take care of. I've got a couple of special needs children, which is going to make it that much harder. You know, normal kids are going to have a tough enough time with having to wear a mask all day and constantly washing hands, using hand sanitizer, social distancing, but having a special needs child, it just magnifies that issue. But anyway, because of school starting next week, I thought it would be a good idea to share some tips with back to school and dealing with COVID-19. I did find an article from, this isn't a local news station, I did a Google search for COVID-19 back to school tips, and I found this great article from WRAL Channel 5. I believe they're in North Carolina. They do have tips for virtual learning for their children that have decided to go the virtual learning route, the remote learning. A lot of places around the country are requiring learning from home. So they had a great article. I'm only going to share a couple of tips, like I said, because I want you to read the full article. And again, if you go to mvpinsure.us, that's mvpinsure.us, the lower middle of the landing page, you're going to see Let's Talk Insurance. And I did notice that the link originally took you to our Podomatic page, so you can listen to the podcast. I did change that, so it'll bring you to the blog post or our blog for Let's Talk Insurance. If you happen to be listening to this later on, just go ahead and click on to that link to bring you to our WordPress blog. And then in the upper right corner, you're going to see a search And then type in COVID-19 back to school, and it should bring you to this article. Now, the first tip they have here is start communicating, which probably should have done a long time ago. Reach out to teachers and administrators and counselors as often as needed. Make use of all resources provided, whether necessary or not. Schooling from home should be as close to in-person learning as possible. Engage in the classes and ask questions if your student is struggling. Very, very important. My kids do better with in-person learning, kind of that face-to-face kind of deal. For other kids, you know, the virtual learning or remote learning works well for them. But get in that communication with the teachers, administrators, counselors, you know, right away if your child is struggling. Reach out to them and say, hey, my kid's having a real hard time with this area of the instruction. What can we do to rectify that or help to bring that up to where it should be? So definitely communicate as often as you can to make sure that your child isn't left behind when it comes to their remote learning. The second tip here is get on a schedule. Even though your child may not be going to in-person classes, they should still be on a regular school schedule. Going to bed on time, waking up on time are important to keep up that school routine. They recommend that you start a few days before classes are to start in order to help your child get used to the new schedule. We're going to be doing that ourselves, starting to get our child to go to bed on time and also waking them up on time to just get them prepared for the sleep schedule when school does start. The sooner you can get them on a schedule, the easier it's going to be for them to transition into school for sure, especially if they're going to be learning from home. I've been telling my kids all along, you know, basically all this summer that, hey, you know, you wake up in the morning, you get dressed before you come downstairs. I'm not going to have you just come down and lay around in pajamas all day, or, you know, your underwear or whatever you're wearing, but, you know, make an effort to get yourself dressed before you come downstairs. Even though you're not going to school, you're not going to work, you still need to get into that routine of once you get up, you get dressed for the day and kind of move on. So it's really important to get your kids on a schedule, whether they're doing remote learning or in-person learning, of course. The last one here is limit distractions. Your child should have an area set up in your home to help become conducive to learning. It should limit noise or distractions that may take away from your child's ability to pay attention and do their schoolwork. You know, in their room isn't the best place. I'm completely honest with you, in their room is probably the worst place to have things set up as far as your remote learning. Because you can't really keep an eye on them to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and they're not sitting there screwing around when they should be listening to the teacher or working on an assignment. You know, if you've got a corner of your living room, maybe the dining room table where it's quiet, find some area where you're close by and you can monitor their learning in order to help them. Again, I don't believe that their room bedrooms are a great place to set up a remote learning or a virtual learning class area for sure. So just keep that in mind. All right. Now, those are just a couple of tips from this article from WRAL Channel 5. Highly recommend you go to our website. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, click on through to the Let's Talk Insurance blog post for today, and then I'll have a link to that article so you can read the full article. Many more tips for virtual or remote learning. Now, MSN.com had an article for tips if your child is going back to in-person learning. So again, I'm only going to share a couple tips because I want you to read the full article. The first tip that they have for you is get supplies. On top of the normal items like pencils and notebooks, your child will also need a sturdy backpack since most schools are not allowing the use of lockers. Our school system is not allowing lockers, so they did recommend that you get yourself a sturdy backpack for your child to keep their schoolwork and their books in. portable hand sanitizer is also a must, as well as they recommend having a spare face mask or two. You know, something may happen to their face mask. It may get dirty. They may drop it on the ground and some kid may accidentally stomp on it. You know, having a spare mask to replace a dirty or soiled one is going to be a great thing to keep in mind for sure. Good hygiene. Get your children into a routine of using hand sanitizer after touching books and surfaces. Wash their hands for at least 20 seconds after using the restroom. And of course, remember social distancing. One thing that our school system talks about is that you are going to be hugging the right side of the hallway, whether you're coming or going, and of course, staying 6 feet apart. But I thought that was interesting that you would have to remain on the right side of the hallway. If you're going down the hallway, you need to be on the right side. If you're going up the hallway, you need to be on the right side. So that's very, very interesting. Again, get your kids in the routine of, you know, using hand sanitizer. They touch their desk, their school books, before they touch their face or before they touch their lunch. Have them use hand sanitizer or use a restroom and wash their hands for at least 20 seconds. The third tip that they have here is have a conversation. Talk with your children about going back to school and what it will look like. Reassure them and get them to ask questions in order to allay any fears they may harbor about going back to class. Now, you know, all the stuff that you're seeing on TV, you know, infection rates are up, you know, just all kinds of stuff talking about the dangers of going back to school and in-person learning and all this stuff. You know, if the CDC and the government didn't think that it was safe for kids in certain areas of the country to go back to in-person learning, then they wouldn't be allowing in-person learning. But the school systems are taking the precautions given by the CDC as far as in-person learning. So I think we could probably be safe that your kids are going to be okay to go to school for in-person learning. Again, I have two special needs childs that really need the in-person learning. They need the social interaction. They need to see and interact with people in person rather than on a computer screen. So we personally are proponents of in-person learning as long as it's done safely. And from what I've seen in the videos that were posted by our school system on YouTube, it looks like they are taking every precaution and to make sure that our children will be safe going back to school. Again, I wanted you to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you through now to the blog post for today, and I'll have a link to the MSN article where you can read even more tips for in-person learning with your children going back to school. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. It's mvpinsure.us. Brand new website. Website's been out for about 3 weeks. Brand spanking new. All the links work. Just a great looking website, so be sure to check that out. Again, that's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. Our email address is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, a podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And again, I'm Matt, and I hope you stay safe, stay well, your children are healthy, and that we all as parents can get through the first few days of school safely and healthily. Until next time, you guys take care.